going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What can you tell me about what you guys are trying to do about that now?
Today in the Common Council, the body passed a measure to then start drafting laws to prohibit the sales of all-terrain vehicles in the city proper limits. The fact is that we cannot have all-terrain vehicles in the city of Buffalo. We are not built for this. This is a classic example that shows that urban issues are different than rural issues, and why these all-terrain vehicles are more appropriate in suburban and rural areas because of the square footage and the open space that they have. The fact is our built environment cannot support all-terrain vehicles, and it creates a threat to public safety. We have seen numerous times on video that the reason why the Buffalo Police have a no-chase policy is because they cannot chase with their vehicle, an all-terrain vehicle, on a sidewalk without taking out a ton of pedestrians and jeopardizing their safety. And then ultimately, I hear the critics that say, well, why don't you just build an ATV park? The city of Buffalo is in a fiscal deficit, and that is not the role of a local municipality to provide an ATV park. We have to provide essential services. The fact is sometimes you just have to say, no, you cannot have all-terrain vehicles in the city of Buffalo because it's dangerous, and here's why. And you need to get people in line and adhering to the law, whether they like it or not, or whether they agree with it or not. The main focal point is, as someone that is a voting member of the Common Council and who's in charge of governing the city, is public safety. And who can live in a city when it's not safe? There's times when I have been out in my own personal life on Niagara Street where I've seen 50, 60, 70 all-terrain vehicles in a car shop or a car wash, and you see five-year-olds holding onto their parents while on an all-terrain vehicle. Imagine a six-year-old who weighs 50 pounds holding onto you, and you hit one pothole, the kid goes flying, or could go flying. It's something that we have to get creative on dealing with. The Buffalo Police Department, yes, has a no-chase policy, but they have been working with their internal systems on tips, but also drones to be able to catch where these all-terrain vehicles are stored and then be able to confiscate them. And then, it's just taking the measures and making sure that they're off our city street. Once they're impounded, we don't put them back on the street. And now the council wants to take one step further in prohibiting the sale of them within the city of Buffalo limits.
When you look at like a lot of these larger cities like Memphis, San Jose, you name it, they have constant what they call street takeovers with these motorcycle or the dirt bikes and the four wheelers, where there is hundreds of them taking over main streets. And it's because they know, like you even said, the police can't do anything. You have that many people out there doing that, it's a problem. And what are you going to do? Bring the riot out there? By the time you even get them, they're all dispersed. They're gone. They're ripping through people's neighborhoods. So, I mean, I guess even more so branching off from the sale of them, too, you guys were also hinting at even trying to prevent, like, general maintenance on them, too.
Yeah, so we're trying to come up with ways to be able to get them off of city streets. And so, the council's looking at prohibiting the sale and the maintenance of them in the city of Buffalo. And, you know, as you pointed out, the sheer magnitude of being able to put 50 to sometimes 200 ATV all-terrain vehicles in one location, it actually puts the police in a dangerous position that to a situation that they can't even respond to because of the sheer magnitude of the situation at hand. And that is not a way to govern. That is not a way to keep people safe when we're trying to build a city for everybody.
Now, I don't know if you would even know this, but as far as the amount of these vehicles that are getting impounded on a yearly basis, even going down to maybe a monthly basis, what are you guys looking at?
You know, when you look at the numbers, we do impound a lot. But the fact is that it's really an underground illegal trade where people are purchasing these all over the place, and they might lose one, and then they buy one for $100 somewhere else. They oftentimes are like toys, so they're so disposable. So when you confiscate them and you don't bring them back, it oftentimes isn't too much of a punishment because they find some way easily accessible to get them, and they can't be coming at it too much of a monetary cost, or they wouldn't be able to get them. And a lot of them, let's face it, are stolen. I mean, it's just these all-terrain vehicles are purchased throughout the surrounding suburbs and rural areas. They're stolen, they're stripped, and then they're proliferating in the city of Buffalo property, putting people's lives in jeopardy, and that is not okay.
Just wrap it up here. Sorry. Is there anything about this that maybe I didn't ask or something you would like to add?
I think that, you know, to the critics who say, well, where do they go? Where should we put them? The role of the city of Buffalo is to not have somewhere for them to go. That's not just not our role, is to say, well, this is an issue. How do we create an all-terrain park so that they go somewhere? We don't have the space or the capacity to be able to do that right now, number one, fiscally, but also as our built environment, where would we put them? How would we safely transport them? It's just impractical. So instead of thinking about this issue about, you know, government just coming down on everyone, think about public health and safety and how to build a real city where everyone's safe.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.